Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda So this is called the Panchatattva Mahamantra. We are accustomed to chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So someone may say, why are you chanting this Panchatattva Mahamantra? And the reason is that chanting Hare Krishna, there are 10 kinds of offenses. And if I commit one, two, up to 10 kinds of offenses, then I will not achieve the ecstasy that should be achieved by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And because of offenses, that is why I don't have attachment for chanting, or I find chanting to be a struggle or a chore or sometimes a botheration. It is all due to 10 kinds of offenses. So what to do? This Panchatattva Mahamantra, it nullifies the offenses, and therefore one will quickly be able to taste ecstasy by chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra. Now this Panchatattva Mahamantra First is Lord Chaitanya, Krishna himself, disguised as a devotee. Disguised as the greatest devotee, Srimati Radharani. Then Nityananda. The very name Nityananda means eternal ecstasy, eternal bliss. And because Lord Nityananda serves Lord Chaitanya, he's always in transcendental bliss. So Nityananda is actually Lord Balaram himself, Krishna's first expansion and Krishna's elder brother in Vrindavan and Dwaraka and Mathura. And then we have Sri Advaita or Advaita Acharya. He is the incarnation of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is the origin of the material creation. And he expands as Gavodakshayi Vishnu and as Shirogatakshayi Vishnu. And that Shirodakshayi Vishnu is the super soul in everyone's heart. And then we have Gadadhar. Gadadhar is the expansion of Srimati Radharani. And then we have Srivas Thakur, the incarnation of the great saint Narada Muni. And then also Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Not only these five personalities, but all their associates, they are blessing us and helping us to become offenseless. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigo Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigo Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigo Bhakta Vrinda Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga Nityai Gauranga Gaura Hari Nityai Gauranga Gaura Hari Nityai Gauranga Gaura Hari Nityai Gauranga Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari So Gaura Hari Normally we think of Hari He is in the blackish, deep blue complexion For Hari is another name for Krishna. But this Hari is Gaura Hari, the golden Hari. Yes, Lord Chaitanya is the golden Hari because he is actually Krishna, but he has taken on the mood. He has taken on the sentiment. He has taken on the mentality. He has even taken on the effulgent color of Srimati Radharani. So therefore he's called Gaurahari. Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga. Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga. Nittai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Nittai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Nittai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Gaurahari, Gaurahari. Nittai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Nittai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Gaurahari Jaya, Gaurahari. Nittai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Nittai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Nittai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Nittai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Gaurahari, Gaurahari. Nittai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Nittai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Now this name, Gauranga, everybody say.
Gauranga.
Ah. Gauranga is another name for Lord Chaitanya. He has names in two different ashrams. When he was a householder, he has names. And as a sannyasi, he has names. So Gauranga, everybody say? Gauranga has two meanings. Gaura, of course, golden. And Anga, form, body. His beautiful body is golden. But the other meaning of Gauranga is that he comes with so many associates. Just like Krishna, when Krishna appeared, before his appearance, so many devotees came to assist him and took birth in the Yadu dynasty. So similarly, when Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many of the eternal associates of the spiritual world also descended to partake in his pastimes. So Gauranga, Gaurahari, Gaurahari, Nittai Gauranga, Gaurahari, Gaurahari, Gaurahari. Nittai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Gaurahari, Gaurahari. Nittai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Gaurahari Jaya, Gaurahari. Nittai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Gaurahari, Gaurahari. Nityai Gauranga Gaura Hari. Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari. Nityai Gauranga Gaura Hari. Jai Gauranga Gaura Hari. Nityai Gauranga Gaura Hari. Nityai Gauranga Gaura Hari. Very nice, very nice. My drummer is here, and my second drummer is here. Thank you for coming. Nice to see you all. How is my friend over there? Jai and Lakshman Levine. Now I forgot your name.
Durgesh.
All right. Jai. Thank you. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, someone may ask, it's possible to ask, why don't we just worship Krishna? Why do we have to worship this Lord Chaitanya? Why did Krishna come? You say that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. Why did he come? Krishna came. How long ago Krishna came? Where's my bell? I forgot my bell. No, I don't want you to miss the program. Very good. Do you remember the name I gave you?
Yes, Prabhuji.
What's the name? Ah, very good. Good, you have not forgotten. Excellent. Very good. So, Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, and he spoke something. What was it called? Bhagavad Gita. And what is Krishna's final instruction? Lavin, what is Krishna's final instruction in Bhagavad Gita?
Surrender.
Excellent. Excellent answer. Perfect. My students have learned well. Did you know that answer? You didn't know that answer? Who's your teacher? Is Sanam your teacher? Huh?
Well, he used to go for classes before.
He doesn't go now? Oh, that's why he doesn't know. Go back to school. This school. The Srinam Radha Sanam Sammohini School of Vedic Knowledge. Then you will know immediately. Surrender to Krishna. But the problem was, when Krishna went back to Godhead, even though he was shot in the foot, did Krishna die? No, he didn't die. They thought he died, but he didn't die. He just went back home, back to the spiritual sky. So when Krishna returned, he was thinking to himself, I came, I performed all these pastimes. On behalf of the demigods and Mother Earth, I killed all those demons. But they didn't get my message. Only a few people understood Krishna properly. Pandavas understood. Kunti understood. In fact, it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, even his own family members, a lot of them didn't understand Krishna properly. They did not understand. So Krishna was thinking, I came, but they missed the point. So Krishna was thinking, I'm going to come again, And I am personally going to teach them by my example why they should surrender and accept me as the Supreme. I'm going to personally demonstrate. And so therefore I'm going to come in a disguised form. I'm not going to come as God. Narayan. Everybody say.
Narayan.
I'm not going to come in my godly form. I'm not going to come as Krishna in the human-like form, because they misunderstood. No. I'm going to come as my own bhakta, as my own devotee, and I will personally teach them how great it is to be my devotee. And how great is it to be Krishna's devotee? It says that actually the ecstasy of being God is not as great as the ecstasy of being God's devotee. The ecstasy of loving Krishna is greater than being God. Now this is a transcendental conundrum wrapped around an enigma. Because people are going to, what? Being the devotee, being the servant of God is better than being... Go away, you Hare Krishna people are weird. You preach weird stuff. But it's the fact. And it's proven by Krishna himself. Because... around the same time that Krishna was thinking that he was going to come again as his own devotee, Krishna was thinking, here is Srimati Radharani. She is my greatest worshiper. That's what her name means. Everybody say Radha.
Radha.
Radha means the best worshiper of Krishna. You cannot compete. Sorry. She's the best. All the gopis said that the night of the rasa dance. They all said that. Because Krishna left the rasa dance with Radharani and left all the other gopis behind. So all the other gopis said, aha! That girl that Krishna left with must have worshipped him better than us. Therefore, Radha, that's where that name Radha comes from. The best worshiper of Krishna. So Krishna says, Radharani is my best worshiper. But I notice something, Krishna says. I notice that when she's worshiping me, she is enjoying more than me. How is that possible? I'm Krishna. I'm the absolute truth. I am God himself. And this person worshiping me enjoys more than me. I don't understand it. Here is something God doesn't know. Generally, we say God is all-knowing, except for this one thing. Then Krishna says, what is it about me that she loves so much? Krishna says, what is it about me? Why does she love me this much? And just to give you an understanding, many times I tell my wife, why do you put up with me? I'm being honest. You don't know what. When I'm here, I put on a show. But at home, I'm different. So many times I've said to... I said it to her recently. I was almost crying. I was saying... In fact, I did. I told her like the day before I left, I said, you know what? Thank you for putting up with me and staying with me. Because I don't know what you see in me. Because I look in the mirror and I go, God. And I think about all the stupid things I've done in my life. So many stupid things. So Krishna looks at Radharani and he says, what is it about me that she loves so much? And then the next thing Krishna says is that, what is the ecstasy that she feels when she's loving me? Because Krishna can only experience Radharani's love, but Krishna cannot understand, can't experience what it's like loving him. Right? For instance, you have a wife. She serves you so nicely. Correct? But you don't have any idea what it's like to be married to you. Do you? Only she can say, oh, let me tell you what it's like to be married to Rakesh. Let me write a book. So in the same way, Krishna looks at Radharani and realizes, I have no idea what she experiences when she's loving me. Because Radha and Krishna have loving pastimes. They're transcendental persons. Just like human beings have loving relationships, loving exchanges, right? Don't deny it. You do. Human beings have loving exchanges. So God's not allowed to have loving exchanges? I know people like that. I've met people. They don't like the idea that God can have loving exchanges. They want God to be some stoic thing. It's okay for them to have loving exchanges, but not God. But when you come to this Krishna consciousness, especially as taught by Lord Chaitanya, you begin to understand that, yes, God is entitled to emotions and feelings and loving expression, just like human beings, but not the way we do. But he does have loving exchanges with Srimati Radharani. That's why she's there. She's Khladini. Everybody, can you do that? Khladini. Somebody's cell phone just went off. Playing some music. Hare Krishna. Is that President Obama coming to the program? Is everything okay? Is it interesting? Good. Good answer. You made up for your previous mistake. Okay. So, Krishna says, in order for me to experience this, the only way I can do it is to become Srimati Radharani. Then I'll be able to experience it. So for you to know what it's like being married to you, you'd have to become her.
Maybe next life.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Yes.
Yes. So Krishna then therefore decides, I will come as my devotee, and I will come in the role of Srimati Radharani so that I can learn what it is about me that she loves. What are my qualities that she loves? And what is the happiness she experiences by our loving exchanges? So therefore, Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Krishna coming in the mood, the role, the sentiment, complexion, the bhav, everything of Srimati Radharani. This is called the internal or private reasons why Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya. This is very, very confidential. Shh. It's only for you. This is very, very confidential. Then there is the external reason. Who can tell me the external reason why Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya? What's the external reason? Nobody knows? Come on, you guys know. Which transcendental knowledge?
The Maha Mantra.
Yes, specifically, he came to give everyone this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so that we can experience something which is known as love of God. Love of God is already there in the soul. Part and parcel of the soul is love of God. But when we come to this material world, love of God becomes sour and turns into, yes, lust. It turns, hey, you're pretty good. All right, Durgesh. You're entitled to be in this club. I think I'm meeting you for the first time, right?
We met 10 years ago.
Ten 10 years ago? Where you been?
We met in the temple.
What?
One temple. I was there with my father, Mr. Madhu.
Ah. But how come I haven't seen you in 10 years?
I don't know.
Now you, I can't say that only. Okay. So don't leave again, okay? Don't leave. Stay with this group. This is the best group, right? This is our family. There's no Maya, right? No Maya in our family. No Maya. And no politics either. We're clean, we're straight, and we have transcendental fun. So, love of God is already there, but right now it's covered. So, Lord Chaitanya brings the Maha Mantra from the spiritual world, and he showers this Maha Mantra, and he personally practices it himself, because he's the teacher. He personally practices chanting and teaches everyone. You should be like me. Chant like me. Be like me. And be happy. So let's chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You're not chanting. Come on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. battery is dead.
Oh,
yeah, but see, it's supposed to be green. All right, so the first question is, do we need a Spanish translator? Does everybody understand English? So then we need a translator.
It's not necessary.
You sure?
No.
You're not sure, or yet no, you're sure?
No, I'm not sure.
That's why we need a translator. You understand me?
Yeah.
But I don't speak Spanish.
I know.
But you understand my English?
Yes.
And you? No. So we need somebody to translate. No, I think my friend here. No, now. Mr. Jagadguru. Would you be willing to be our translator into Espanol, por favor?
No. That is not, my translation is not so good.
You can't go from English.
I'm not translator, actually.
Speak Spanish.
Yes, I can speak in Spanish.
Yeah, so I speak English for the. They don't understand English. You understand? That's all that we care about. You try. So. What?
He said that maybe I can translate just to her in a Chinese mood. So in that way we can't...
As you like. As you like. I defer to your whatever you decide. Let me see. Yep, it's still the same.
Yeah.
Check. Yeah, something's wrong there, Bubba. Okay. Does anybody have any questions so far?
Hello.
This one is better. But still it's showing red.
No questions? Oh, yes. Go ahead. Yes. Yes. Okay. So. No. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. Radharani's expansion is Gadadhar in the Panchatattva. See, it comes in and out. Check. Anyway, I'm not in control. So did you explain that? Did you say it in Spanish? Okay. What other questions do we have? No other questions? Okay, then. We have all the problems solved now? Did you bring this?
No.
Who brought it?
Juan gave it for you.
Ah, you brought it. Okay, very good. No questions from Srinam Radha? Okay. Good. All right. Should we do some songs? Or do you want a class? What do you want? Srinam Radha? Huh? What do you want?
What the people want.
All right, who wants songs? Raise your hand. Who wants a class? Oh, you want both? Oh, you like me.
Some songs and some classes also.
Oh, you got it. Okay. I like you.